Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Here we are at the end of 2011. Have we reached a turning point in our nation's history? Just a couple decades ago, this was an unthought-of turning point. Bible-believing Christians and the Bible they believe in are increasingly under attack and misrepresented. Sexual immorality is considered normal, whether it be living together before marriage, out-of-wedlock births, homosexuality, bisexuality, or transgenderism. But it is the homosexual, bisexual, and transgender activists who are asking society to change laws to accommodate their sin and demanding that the truth of the Bible be swept under the rug or reinterpreted. John 16:2 says, quote, "They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God," unquote. Has that day arrived? My guest today is Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, and Peter's in the Chicago area. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Diane, for having me on. I appreciate it.
I mean, you are out there in the crosshairs, I use that word, of homosexual activists on a daily basis, and that's not an exaggeration. And on October 15th, you had a fall fundraising banquet scheduled in the Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights, at the same place where I went last year for your Truth Academy, your first Truth Academy. Now, give us a little bit of background of who the keynote speaker was, and you also presented the American Truth Teller Award, and who received that award. Just give us a little bit of background about the whole situation there.
Okay, thanks, Diane. We have our annual banquet at Christian Liberty Academy because they're so gracious to us, and the pastor, Calvin Lindstrom, is generous, and he's not intimidated by the homosexual activist protests. And so we have it every year there, and this year we had Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who's the pastor of the infamous, the very respected Moody Church in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then we also honored Scott Lively, because God laid it on my heart to honor this warrior. Scott has been fighting the homosexual lobby for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to honor him. And so as the banquet approached, we got the usual signal that the Gay Liberation Network, which is a radical Marxist homosexual organization,
I met some of them last August, yes.
Yes, they're just lovely, tolerant people.
Exactly.
This is one of the most extremist and nasty homosexual groups I've ever seen in all my encounters with the homosexual movement. Anyways, they were very upset that Lively was going to appear because the lies that the left is telling about Scott Lively is that he was sort of the encouraged and the main evangelical in America responsible for the so-called Kill the Gays Bill in Uganda. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a whole other program, as you know, Diane, but essentially what they did was, even though Scott is against any death penalty provision in the Ugandan legislation, they were trying to toughen up their anti-homosexuality law mm-hmm. and their sex crime law, they said that Scott, even though he was opposed to any death penalty provision, that he sort of like gave it legitimacy and egged it on. And so they basically lied about Scott mm-hmm. Lively, saying that he supports killing homosexuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
Well, then
that,
they lied about me by honoring Scott that I support
that
killing homosexuals.
Saying, oh, yeah, they twist that. And I had Scott on the program to clarify what actually happened in Uganda and, you know, all that he's still being accused of.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, both Scott and I have consistently and unequivocally opposed violence against homosexuals mm-hmm. and genuine hatred against homosexuals, as do you, Diane.
Right.
This is how we're all Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, what happened was the first thing the Gay Liberation Network did was they sent a certified letter to Erwin Lutzer saying, you don't want to appear at this group with this hate monger, Scott Lively, who favors killing homosexuals. And we quickly educated Dr. Lutzer, so, you know, he said mm-hmm. he didn't know what was going on.
Right, right.
So we educated him, and then he stuck with us, of course. Then what the Gay Liberation Network did was they organized their protest. Well, the morning of the banquet, we're getting ready. I'm running around like a crazy man.
I can't picture you doing that, Peter.
Yes, you know me.
Typical, yeah.
I mean, I am to organization what Tiger Woods is to fidelity. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm running around, and we find out that there was an attack on the Christian Liberty Academy, which is a large Christian school in Arlington Heights. Two large patio bricks were thrown through the glass doors of the school in the wee hours of the morning, And attached to them was a note that read, a very threatening note. I can't read it all because it's actually, but what the note said was, "This is just a sample of what we will do if you don't shut down Scott Lively and AFSA." And then there's some expletives. And not only that, Diane, within a few hours, there was a website, a left-wing website in Chicago called the Chicago Independent Media Center, a sort of a manifesto claiming responsibility for this terrorist act was posted on a Chicago website. Yeah. And let me just read you a paragraph from that manifesto. It says, quote, "These chunks," and by the way, this manifesto is still live as of the time we're taping this, which is October 24th.
Right, yeah, exactly. Wow.
Okay. It says, quote, "These chunks of concrete were thrown through these windows and doors for two reasons: to show that there is a consequence for hatred and homophobia in our community, and to directly cause this event to be shut down. If this event is not shut down and the homophobic day trainings do not end, the Christian Liberty Academy will continue to be under constant attack," unquote. I've never seen anything like this where somebody took credit for a terrorist act, sort of like Al-Qaeda.
Oh, exactly. And they're acting just like terrorists. I mean, that's how they are acting, like terrorists. And there's no doubt about that.
You know, we're struggling to get mainstream media reaction. There's been very little mainstream media attention, and they certainly haven't treated it like they would if it were a homosexual group.
Right, yeah.
If a conservative threw two bricks through the window of a gay group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you and Scott had gone to the local Metropolitan Community Church or Unitarian Universalist Church and thrown patio bricks through their doors and windows, you guys would be sitting in jail right now.
We would be in jail, and the FBI would be all over this.
Now,
we're questioning the double standard that exists, especially under the hate crimes laws and everything. I oppose hate crimes laws, but obviously there's a total double standard with regard to these threatening actions that are based on an ideology.
Right. So the police are not going to be investigating this as a hate crime then?
That's not clear. What's happened is the Arlington Heights Police, what I'm hearing is that they believe that there may be a technicality, or for some reason they think this might not fall under the hate crimes law. Now, Illinois' hate crimes law, and I believe the federal hate crimes law, both include religion.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, this was a Christian event.
Yeah.
So,
and they're targeting Scott and you and Pastor Calvin because of your all's Christian beliefs that homosexuality is sin.
Absolutely, and that's what's so strange about this. But listen to this, Diane, it gets better. So, well, first of all, the FBI apparently is now looking into this.
Okay.
And we are just demanding that this be treated in the same way as if this were a victim on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have it be, ho-hum if a Christian school is attacked in what is really a terrorist attack. I mean, when you have a note threatening further violence, yeah, that's terrorism.
And it's still up there on the web. That's the thing. It's still up there on the web. The evidence is still there. They're threatening the school with continued violence if they continue associating with you, basically. That's
that's what's amazing to me. This website is up there, and you know, you can see. Now, here's the latest thing. We just got wind. I was monitoring a gay website, and we just learned that the Gay Liberation Network says that it will not condemn the violence against this violent attack against Christian Liberty Academy.
So they're not claiming responsibility because no group has officially claimed responsibility, but yet the Gay Liberation Network is saying it's okay. We don't condemn what happened.
Their quote is, Bob Schwartz, who's a co-leader of that group, and he hates Americans for Truth. He says, "I did not and will not condemn the actions of persons who threw the pavers, assuming that they did so out of hatred of Lively, LaBarbara, and the Christian Liberty Academy." Imagine if an attack occurred against the gay church, the MCC church.
Yeah.
And then imagine if I came out with a statement saying, I will not condemn this violent attack against the gay church. They would just be all over it.
And that would make the Chicago Tribune and, what is, Sun-Times, so those are two major papers there in Chicago. That would have made
They would probably lead the police and the FBI to further believe that I was responsible for the attack. I don't even know if the Gay Liberation Network has been questioned, but it seems to me the most likely scenario is one of their deranged followers listening to all their lies that they're saying that Scott Lively and Pete LaBarbara condone the killing of homosexuals. One of their followers probably did this. That's what I'm thinking.
Right, because they're always telling us that our hateful words against homosexuals are inciting violence.
A
climate of hate, exactly. So, I mean, that works both ways because they're definitely always lambasting you and Scott
because of your strong stance in exposing the homosexual agenda, because there is an agenda out there. And now Pastor Calvin has become a target because of his association with you and Americans for Truth and now Scott. So yes. I mean, they're creating a climate of hate against Christians, and it's becoming more and more evident.
Yes, and when they start saying, as they are doing, and I guess we should have been more diligent in responding to these lies, but when they start saying that Scott Lively wants to kill homosexuals, and anybody who knows Scott,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
He's got a pastor's heart. He was recalling at our speeches, he spoke twice for Americans for Truth, because we gave him the award. Mm-hmm. He gave a long speech. He once cared for a homosexual who was dying of AIDS, yeah, in his own home. He runs an inner-city church ministry in Springfield, Massachusetts, that is reaching out to the homeless, mm-hmm, and the down and out. I mean, this guy is the very opposite of the caricature, and yet they are trying to portray him as this evil person who wants to kill, yeah, gays, and it's just so aggravating.
It is aggravating. He and you and I and other ones who know Scott have been saying this for how many years now? What, that meeting in Uganda happened in what, spring 2009,
yes,
or something like that?
Yes,
for years, he's been defending himself. We've been defending him, and the media's not picked it up. You just get frustrated. You think, well, there's no point in saying anything else in his defense or in your defense because the media is going to ignore it. Homosexual activists are going to ignore it.
Yeah,
so
that's another problem with this whole thing, Diane. Yeah. As you know, there's no media accountability for the homosexual activists.
Right.
And until the media, I mean, because we can talk all we want about the alternative, mm-hmm, media, but a lot of people still are getting a lot of their news from the so-called mainstream,
right,
media. And the mainstream media is now part and parcel of the homosexual movement, as it were. They do not hold them accountable. And so the very same media, which would be all over us if anything happened. I mean, if there was an attack in Pennsylvania, you better believe Diane Gramley is going to get bashed in the media.
But
if something happens and the Christians are the victim,
yeah,
oh, forget it. You know, there's no media attention.
Yeah.
Barely
there,
any.
There's no consequence. There's nothing to for homosexual activists or for the culprit, whoever it may be. There's nothing for them to answer for because it's not something that's important for the media to cover, or it's not important for the police. But yeah, as things get worse here in the country, and if it is allowed for homosexual activists to proceed at the fast pace that they are proceeding in the way that they're getting laws passed to have special rights extended to homosexuals, bisexuals, and transgenders, then we will see more and more attacks on Christians, on those with deeply held religious beliefs that homosexuality is sin. You know, there's no doubt. What happened there in Arlington Heights on the morning of your banquet, your scheduled banquet there on October 15th, is a perfect example of the intolerance of those who are crying tolerance the loudest. They,
yes,
don't want anyone to say anything opposing their lifestyle or anything counter to what they're trying to portray.
And Diane, do you know that a lot of pro-homosexual activists are saying that I staged this event? And again, here you have projection, because one of the things Scott talked about in his presentation on the day before our banquet and at the banquet was that there is a history, as you know, of homosexual activists staging,
mm-hmm,
hate crimes.
Oh, yes, you're,
they
you're
fake
right.
These hate crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So now they think, oh, that's what we're doing. Well, that's not how we operate.
No.
We are principled, pro-family, Christian conservatives. We can't lie to advance our movement.
Right,
but
right.
Their side had done this many times, and so now I think they're... It's sort of like projecting what they might do.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, oh, we staged this attack.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you're talking about those stories about, you know, that comes out later, was actually the homosexual who was staging the hate crime. You know, there's a whole lot of media coverage about the alleged hate crime against whoever the homosexual may be. But when it comes out that it was the actual homosexual who cut himself or did whatever to make it look like he'd been attacked, then there's one little, like, two-line story,
yeah,
and that's it. No more.
Yep.
No,
as
no
always, and who reads the corrections, right?
Exactly. No one reads the corrections. No one's going to read the little tiny two-sentence paragraph on the last page in the far right-hand corner either. It clarifies
right.
What actually happened. Like you're saying.
So ultimately, Christians have to be aware that, you know, we're operating in an environment which actually makes it more unsafe. Now, we're supposed to accept persecution as Christians,
right.
And so, you know, we shouldn't be, not expecting this.
Yeah.
But the fact is that we still need to fight for our liberties and our rights as American citizens.
Absolutely. This is still America. And even though they are trying to reshape America, trying to silence those who oppose them, we cannot give up our citizenship, basically, and our rights. And we still have the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. to assembly, and we still can associate with whomever we want. So it's just, to me, a tragic chapter of what we see happening, not only there in Chicago. Although you do seem to be really just, you just seem to be a magnet to these kind of people, Peter.
Well, they don't like us because we are a single-issue group opposed to homosexuality. And they would like us to shut down, and they would like to say, and of course, another point I forgot to bring out about this, which is very important, Diane, is this group, the Gay Liberation Network, is the one that was lobbying the Southern Poverty Law Center to label us a hate group.
Oh, they were the, okay, they lobbied
the Southern... They were boasting about how they, oh, yes.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I've had violence threats from these guys before. I don't know if I told you, but once I was standing outside a street corner, we were protesting a pro-homosexual youth event, and Bob Schwartz, who's the co-leader of the Gay Liberation Network, we had police protection, of course, because it's Chicago, after all.
Right.
And he told me, he said, if it wasn't for your friends, pointing to the police, he said, if it wasn't for your friends standing nearby, I'd push you into the street.
Oh,
now, that is a threat. He never denied making that statement. That is a threat of violence. If I said that to a homosexual activist in Chicago, again, I think I'd be in jail.
Yeah, or San Francisco. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
And so here's the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is trying to say that Diane Gramley, your group, American Family Association, my group, Americans for Truth, the Family Research Council, these are, quote, hate groups. They are relying on information from groups like the Gay Liberation Network, which are objectively, anybody would say that's a hateful thing.
Yeah.
It's a hateful thing that Gay Liberation Network won't even condemn an act of hate violence against a Christian school.
Yeah.
Why hasn't the Southern Poverty Law Center ever labeled a gay group as hateful?
That's a very good question. Yeah, not only is Bob Schwartz not condemning the action that took place on the morning of October 15th, he's not condemning the threat of additional violent acts against the school.
Yes, this is a group which is very cozy with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so the reality is all the Southern Poverty Law Center is they are a pro-homosexual leftist outfit which is doing anything it can to hurt the movement of those like us who are trying to resist the advance of the homosexual movement.
Yeah.
If they were truly fair, they would have nailed the Gay Liberation Network as a hate group years ago. I mean,
exactly.
But they don't care. It's really just about advancing the gay political and cultural agenda.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. Why are none of these homosexual groups ever listed as hate groups? They're blatantly hate groups. They're blatantly hateful of our message. And they're not just attacking the message. They're attacking the messenger.
Some gay group in Pennsylvania got attacked with a brick through its window, and you came out with a statement and said, I refuse to condemn that. You know, I'd call you up and say, Diane, what's going on? That's the hateful thing you just said.
Yeah.
But of course, you would never do that because you, like me, we condemn these awful, I mean, nobody supports violence against homosexuals. Nobody supports hatred. We want to give the gospel to homosexuals and see them leave the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
But here you have these homosexual groups which truly do hate. I mean, this Gay Liberation Network is just one of the most hateful extremist groups I have ever encountered, and yet they are the source for the SPLC. Oh, we're going to report on Pete LaBarbera as a hate group? I mean, what a joke this is.
It absolutely is, and what I saw last August, I mean, I didn't see, I know you had protesters outside your banquet, because your banquet did go on the evening of the 15th there at the Christian Liberty Academy. Pastor Calvin Lindstrom did not back down. I'm very thankful that he did not. So your banquet
He's wonderful that way. He knows that this is America. If the Christians keep capitulating, as some Christians are doing, we're going to lose our right to speak out on this issue.
And Dr. Lutzer was there. He spoke. He didn't back down. Interesting that he wrote a book opposing same-sex marriage. I don't know what year it was. But in that case, then Bob Schwartz and the Gay Liberation Network attacked him as a hater. And the Moody Church was the House of Hate?
So, they called them a House of Hate.
Yeah.
So you could be Jesus Christ himself and merely opposing the sin of homosexuality and the advocacy of that sin, and they would label you a hater. Because Dr. Lutzer is the kindest. He's a wonderful Christian believer. He gave a great talk at our banquet. He doesn't just single out homosexuality. He opposes all sexual sin. And yet, it doesn't matter.
Right.
What it is anybody who speaks out against the demands of this radical sin movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking, with Dr. Lutzer writing the book opposing same-sex marriage, I can just imagine homosexuals opposing Jesus because he quoted from Genesis. In the book of Matthew, he quotes from Genesis and saying that a man shall leave his mother and father to cleave to his wife. I mean, Jesus opposes same-sex marriage, and he talked about it when he walked this earth. So we know that he opposed same-sex marriage and he opposed sinless homosexuality. Even though homosexual activists try to tell us that he never addressed the issue, he definitely did address the issue.
Well, you know, the demonization of Christians is so evil what's going on. The homosexuals are very interesting, the activists, in that they're equating just our mere standing up for our Christian beliefs is hateful. And now they're saying even if you just oppose homosexual so-called marriage, you're a hater. So what they're doing is they're constantly ratcheting up their definition of hate. So that basically now 60% of the country, 70% of the country would be defined as hateful because they oppose same-sex marriage. It's preposterous. And so is the Southern Poverty Law Center saying that all these pro-family groups that have been operating for years and years are a bunch of hate groups, comparable. And they're comparing us to the KKK and the neo-Nazis, Diane. That's how silly this gets.
It's absolutely crazy.
But unfortunately, the media treats it as a serious accusation. The media does not say, oh, that's ridiculous. The media says, instead, they report, oh, Peter LaBarbera and AFTA, a certified hate group. They use the phrase certified as if the SPLC is some sort of objective hate arbiter.
Did you get a paper with certification? Hate groups are in the certified with a stamp, you know, raised stamp to prove you're really certified?
Yes, you know, I'm awaiting my official certification from the
you
SPLC.
You need that, then frame it and put it up there in your office there, you know.
It's so silly.
It's
and
in the mail,
and the
I'm
left
sure.
is the left is the biggest lying and the most hateful ideology in this country. And if the left apologized for communism, for goodness sake, which killed hundreds of millions of people.
And apologizing for socialism right now.
And so, you know, here they are lying about Christians, and the media is like, oh, you know, taking their notepads. Okay, well, take down all your hate groups, SPLC, and look at how silly. Here's a group which says they will not even condemn a hateful attack on a Christian church, and yet they're not a hate group.
And the scary part is this has happened, you know, the whole situation with homosexual activists has ratcheted up in the last 10 or 12 years, and Christians are becoming more the targets because they definitely don't like their message. And so what can we do, and how can people contact you if they want to get more information about this?
Thanks, Diane. Well, they can contact me through our website, which is Americans for Truth, all written out, AmericansFORTruth.org. And basically, I think what we can do is educate fellow Christians and educate your pastors. Educate him on what's going on, because I think that so many Christians just want to kind of like punt on this issue, you know?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with me? Well, I'm just going to... You know, it doesn't really affect me. Of course it does. It affects our children. It affects marriage. It affects our laws. It affects us as a law and order society.
Absolutely.
If we give homosexuals special treatment, ultimately that comes at the expense of our religious liberties.
Absolutely. And the attack on you and on your banquet on the 15th and on the Christian Liberty Academy for hosting it was the purpose. The main purpose was, I don't think they believe they can silence you. Yeah, they can make an example of you and say, well, if you support Peter LaBarbera, this is going to happen to you or going to happen to your church or your school or your organization if you associate with Peter LaBarbera and Scott Lively. So beware of these people because their message is not good. So I encourage folks.
It's all about slandering and demonizing and setting up, making an example. And that's why we actually have it at the church, because in our previous banquets, we would have them at a hotel.
Yeah.
And then guess what the homosexuals would do? They'd say, oh, do you understand that you're hosting a hate group at your hotel? And the hotel would be like, wow, we don't want to have a hate group here.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is the politics of hate. It's very destructive, and Christians must be working to help get out the truth that this is not hate, that they're talking about demonizing Christians who simply stand up for God's truth.
Absolutely. And thanks, Peter, for standing. And
thank you, Diane, for all you do.
And I encourage folks to go to your website, AmericansForTruth.org, for more on this story, because I know you have more information up there. So take care.
Thank you, Diane. And, thanks for all you do.
Okay. Hey, take care. Okay.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.